But just to end with one ha'ara, that's inyana de yoyma. That is, so the topic of Masechta Soiris is very much the Karban Chatos. The Svar Maktoshim bring that the Chdush Arim said that we know that on the Mizbeach there was what's called the Chutas Sikra. A lot more about this coming in a little less than 2 weeks. But there was a Chutas Sikra. And it really divided the upper part of the Mizbeach and the lower part of the Mizbeach. Every single carbon, when the Zrika was done on the Mizbeach, the dam was put Lemata Mechot HaSikra. It was put on the lower part of the Mizbeach. As opposed to the carbon Chatas. That was the only carbon where the dam was put Lemayla Mechot HaSikra. So the Sharim said, why? Why isn't it that the only carbon that the dam was put Lemayla Mechot HaSikra was the carbon Chatas? So the Sharim said, because the carbon Chatas was Baal Chet. Who brought a carbon chatas? The chayte. And when the chayte brought the carbon chatas, why was he bringing the carbon? He was coming to do tshuva. So the chashamim said, we know Chazal say, "B'makim shebali tshuvim oimdim, ein tzadikim gemurim yichaylam lamoid." The dam of the chatas represented the dam, the nefesh, the kishkes, the soul of the nefesh achaytas. His nefesh, once he does tshuva, is lemaila from the nefesh of the tzaddik. And that was symbolized on the Mizbeach. Every person's carbon, his dam, is lemata mechot hasikra. But the dam of the chayte that now is doing tshuva, because b'makam shal ala tshuvim oimdim, therefore his dam is also in a place where the tzaddik gomer's dam wasn't able to be. His dam was lemaila. It was lemaila mechot hasikra. The truth is, this hergish that the Sfarim bring, b'shem dechdush harim, is mefurish in a Ramah. And this Ramah is in a sefer called Teira Sa'ila. One of the halachas that are unique to a carbon chatas in the world of kachin is that dam chatas that goes on the beged of the kohen required that the beged be washed. It's a pasuk in the Torah. Vashayizem midama. The Torah says you have to be mechabes. You had to wash that beged. There's a whole perek in Masechta Tzvachim called perek dam chatas. It talks about this halacha of kibbutz. This special halacha that the dam of the chatas has a kedusha. That if it touches your beged, this special dinam of how you have to go ahead, you can't just send it to the cleaners. There's a halacha in the Torah. Mamish psukim haTorah. Davishat stoikim moidim by. It's mamish mefurish. Zil kari beirav. Of how you go and be mechabes, it was unique to the chatas. It wasn't true to anything else. Says Rama, I'm reading from Teirus Oil. This is Chelik Shlishi, Perek Chamisho Shloishim, Perek 35. Hatam Bozek Far Om. B'mokim shebali tshuva oimdim afilu tzadikim gemurim einam oimdim. Lokach nosan hakadosh baruch hu kedusha bedam chatos shebo lechaper achet gadol yosem yishar kabanis. It's a mefurish Ramah. The Ramah said it b'negei why dam chatos is torn kibbutz as opposed to the dam of the other kabanis. The Chdusharim said it with regards to why the dam of the Chatas was lemaila mechot hasikra. But the Chdusharim was mechavim to a Ramah. It's a mefurish Ramah in Teirus Ha'ilah. That says mamish this hergish, that the dam of the Chatas, that's the nefesh hachaytas. And when he does tshuva, when he brings his carbon, his nefesh has a kedusha that even the tzadik gomer doesn't have. And it's for that reason you find special halachas regarding his dam. The Chdusharim said lemaila mechot hasikra. The Ramah said that his dam is going to require kibbutz. I think it's kedai, just mamish for a minute, in base medrash beloy chiddush, to talk about this idea of b'makim shbali tshuvim oydim ein tzadikim gemurim yichaylam lamid. The Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva, this is in Perek Zayin Halacha Dalet, so he brings this memra. He says, "Al yedam b'al tshuva shouldn't think shehu meruchik mimaylas atzadikim mepnei avoynos v'achatoy she'asa." Right, a person does tshuva. He says, "Okay, so I did tshuva. Now maybe I'm merutza. Maybe I could daven takodesh baruch hu with a straight face. But I'm meruchik mimaylas atzadikim. I have shaychus now to mimaylas atzadikim. I did this aveira. I did that aveira. I was in shol tachtis. I don't know where I was." I have no shaykhis. I'm very, very far removed from the Milos HaTzadikim. Says the Rambam, Ein Hadavar Ken. You should know that's not the way it is. Elo, Ohuv, someone that does tshuva is beloved. V'nechman, he's Zis. Hulif Nei Aboire, Uki Ilu Leichotam Yoylam. And as it relates to that very day, it's not even there. It's as if it never happened. Filo Yoy, not just that. Elo Shaschare Harbe. His schar is so great. Sarei Tom, Tam Achet, because he knows what an Avera tastes like. Upiresh Mimeno, and yet he's being punished for Kavash Yitzray. Amru Chachamim. Makim shabali tshuva oimdim ein tzadikim gemurim yichaylam lamid by. Kaloyma, what does that mean? Malason gedoyla mimaylis elu shloichatu meyaylam mepneishen kovshen yitzra yoysem. Because that being kovish the yitzahara more than them, says the Rambam, this klal of makim shabali tshuva oimdim by ein tzadikim gemurim yichaylam lamid by. Demesis. We once mentioned from Rav Reuven Margolis and his Sfarim, and he says it in a bunch of different places, where he points out that really this psak of the Rambam is a little bit of a chiddush. The fact that the Rambam says, Mokim Shabbal Yitzhuvim Oimdim, Ain Tzadikim Gemur Yichel Mulamabai, is a chiddush. You say it's a chiddush, it's a chazal. Everybody knows it. What do you mean? Who doesn't know this? It's the biggest chizik in the world. It's a tremendous chiddush. You know why it's a chiddush? Because the makar to this is the Gemara Masechtas Brachos Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. If you take a look at the Gemara says Azoy, Amar Rab Chiya Bar Rabba, Amar Rab Yoichanan. Kol HaNaviyim Kulin, Lo Nisnavu, Elo Labal Yitshuva. All the nevuos that the Naviyim said about Olam Haba, they were talking about the Olam Haba of the Baal Tshuva. Aval Tzadikim Gemurim, when it comes to the Tzadik Gomer, Ayin Loi Ras, Elokim Zulascha. Even the Naviyim never saw what the Olam Haba of the Tzadik Gomer is going to look like. They were able to comprehend on some level the Olam Haba of the Baal Tshuva, and that was the nevuas that they said. Aval Tzadikim Gemurin Ayin Leiras Elokim Zulascha. Only you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, knows what it looks like. There is a navi in the world that was ever given access to that. Who said this? Rab Chiya Bar Rabba in the name of Rabbi Yechon. Says the Gemara, Upliga the Rabba Avoh. This is not like something Rabba Avoh said. Dom Rabba Avoh, because Rabba Avoh said, here it comes, Mokim Shabali Tshuva Oimdim Tzadikim Gemurim Einam Oimdim. But here's the bottom line. In this Gemara, this klal of Mokim Shabali Tshuvim Oimdim Tzadikim Gemurim Einam Oimdim is really a machloikis. It's a machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Avoh. Fake Rabbi Reuven Margolis. In Klali HaPsak. If you have a machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Avoh, who do you paskin like? It's easy. Of course you pass like Rabbi Yochanan. If you have a machloikis, kemat anybody in Rabbi Yochanan. Right, I'm sure Ben Levi, we mentioned this as an exception. Almost nobody against Rabbi Yochanan is the halacha going to be not like Rabbi Yochanan. But for sure, Rabbi Avoh and Rabbi Yochanan, the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. Number one, because that's the way it is. And number two, if you're not convinced for whatever reason, Rabbi Avoh is a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. And for sure, if Rabbi Avoh is a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, the halacha is going to be like the Rebbe and Nishvi the Talmud. Again, this is Kali HaPsak 101. But being that the halacha should be like Rabbi Yochanan, it's fake Rabbi Magos, what's going on over here? Kol HaNaviyim Kulam Loinis Navu Elo Labal Yitshuva Aval Tzadikim Gemurim Ayin Loi Rasa Lekim Zulascha. Not b'makim shabali tshuva oimdim. In fact, the Gemara says upliga the Rabbi Avoh. Dam Rabbi Avoh makim shabali tshuva oimdim tzadikim gemurim einam oimdim. And the emes is it's a very very shver kasha. How could the Rambam paskin Rabbi Avoh's memra? The Gemara says mefurish. He's arguing with Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Avoh. The halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. So says Rabbi Reuven Margolis a dover nifla. If you want to look it up inside, again he says it in a few places. One of the places where he says it barichos is in a Sefer Shari Zoyar, and this is in Masechtas Brachos on this Gemara, Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. He says that the Chidah in his Sefer Ya'ir Oisen, that's one of the Sfarim that he wrote on Klal Yashas. See, he says that whenever you have a Gemara, where the Gemara mentions something from an Amora, and then afterwards it says, this statement that I just said from this Amora, it's pliga, it's at odds with a different Amora. The halacha is like that other Amora. Meaning, an Amora said something, Amora A. And then after the Gemara brings what Amora A says, Upliga da Amora B. The halacha is like Amora B. Azoy zok tuchida. He says, this is the way it works in Klal HaPsak. And the svara behind it, the lumdus is, that when the Gemara says Upliga, what the Gemara means to say is that I'm telling you what the Amora said, but you should know it's at odds with not just what Yen Amora said, what is Mekubal. What's a double muskin? What everybody knows is the truth. That's what Upliga always means. It says Rumor Gols, it's half of a fell. It's true in our Gemara, it's a machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Avoh. Oh, but Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Kalanavim, Kulain, Snavel, Bali, Chuab, Sigmaran, Loy Ross, Alakim Zulas, Upliga the Rabbi Avoh. What does it mean to Upliga the Rabbi Avoh? This member of Rabbi Yochanan is at odds with what everybody knows from Rabbi Avoh. And the Amr Rabbi Avoh, Machim Shabali, Chuva, Oimdim, Tzadikim, Gemurim, Einam, Oimdim. But here's the point. The point is, whenever the Gemara says Upliga, so it means that Loch is like Yen. According to that chiddush of the chiddush, it's the chiddush chiddush. But according to that chiddush of the chiddush, it's miyushim, and this Rambam would be a makar to the chiddush of the chiddush. Divrei pi chacham chen. Mam is beautiful. One of the other places that Rabbi Margolis talks about this is in his chibur that he wrote called Harambam v'Hazoyar. So this is something that we've quoted in the past, where you know the Rambam never saw the Zayar, Chayra, but the Rambam seemingly in many different places says things that are surprising. And Rabbi Margolis says if you learn Zayar, you could be Miyashiv a lot of Shver Rambams. So in his Harambam Vazoyer, in Hilchus Tshuva, Perek Zayin Lachadal, it's written, I'll say the Harambam. See, he brings this Rambam. Omru Chachamim Mokim Shabal the Tshuva, Oimdim Ein Tzadikim Gemuri Michoilim Lamoit. And on that piece, he has a whole Arichus. He says that really it's a Chiddush. Why is it a Chiddush? This Kasha. Because in the Gemara, it's Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rabbavo. And based on Kloli Apsak, we should pass on the Rabbi Yochanan. He says, stating that if you look in the Zoyer HaKodesh, and he goes chapter and verse, Kedarkei Bakodesh, right? Yodoy was benister just like it was benigla. And in Zoyer, there's so many different places where the Zoyer says this Chiddush. Of Mokim Shabali Chuvon Oimdim, Tzadikim Gemurim, I'll just mention three places. The first is in Zohar in Parshas Chayesara. The Zohar Kodesh says as follows: Zakon inun marein de tshuva. The people that are masters of tshuva, meaning balei tshuva, they're very, very zakon. Da b'shaita chada. Listen to this lashon. In 1 second, b'yoyim chada. In 1 day. Mamish in an instant, craven legabi kucha berichu, they could reach a korvet hakadosh baruch hu madlahava hochi afilu letzadikim gemurim. They could reach a point that even the tzadikim gemurim I'm not able to achieve. The mokim shabali tshuvim oimdim tzadikim gemurim einam oimdim. Another place is the Zohar Hakadosh and Parshas Mishpatim. The Zohar Hakadosh says aser demareyan. The Tiufta Salkin, the place that the Balei Tshuva ascend to, Afilu Tzadikim Gemurin Lo Yochlon Namekum Tamon. Even the Tzadik Gomer is not able to stand. Ubegin Kach, it's for that reason, Kiven the Tob B'Tiufta, as soon as a person does Tshuva, Kutsh Berichu Mekabel Eivad Amiyad, Kodesh Baruch Hu Mekabel, Kodesh Baruch Hu is looking for good Chevra, and the Balei Tshuva is on the highest level. So if a Yid wants to do Tshuva, you're not sure if the Eibishter wants the Tshuva, says desire. Think about it. The minute you do Tshuva, you're going to be on a higher Madre. And then the tzaddik gomer. So of course, if you're going to do tshuva, the Eibush is going to be mekabel you. But asna the marei and the tiufta salkin, afilu tzaddikim gemurim lo yochlon lemekin tamon. One other zayir, and that is in Parshas Vayikra. Va'aldot toninon asna the balei tshuva yasvi in the place that the balei tshuva sit, tzaddikim gemurim lo yasvi be. The balei tshuva are not able to sit. Notice the nuance, by the way, right? What does the Gemara say? Makin shabali tshuva oimdim tzaddikim gemurim ein amayim. The place that the balei tshuva are able to stand, the tzaddik gomer is not able to stand. That was the lashon of the Zohar and Mishpatim. Aser demareyan de tiufta solkin afilu tzaddikim gemurim lo yochlon lemekam. What does lemekam mean? To stand. Here the Zohar says in Vayikra, aser de balei tshuva yasvi tzaddikim gemurim lo yasvi ve. But the bottom line is, says Rabbi Margolis, in Zohar Hakadosh you find this in your keseder. In Zohar the halachas like Rabbi Avo, not as if Rabbi Yochanan. This is another makor to Rambam v'Hazoyer. That Rambam v'Hazoyer, the Rambam based on Nicholas Takashver, because Kloli Apsak, it's a machloikis between Rabbi Avo and Rabbi Yochanan, and Allah should be like Rabbi Yochanan. That kol anavi and kulo in esnav elul bali tshuva tzadikim gemurim there on a higher madrega. Ayin loy ras elukim zulascha. But there are many zayers. We just mentioned three about the grace of madrega of the bali tshuva, and based on the zayer, oh Rambam v'Hazoyer, then everything is going to stem very, very well. But I just had one hergish. Right? Going through this piece, where you have this memra of Mokim Shabali Tshuva Oimdim, Tzadikim Gemurim Einam Oimdim. And the Rambam brings it in his Yad Chazaka. And Rabbi Margolis asked a kasha that's Mamish Kosha Kebarzel. And that is based on Kloli Apsak. We shouldn't paskin like this memra, because it's Rabbi Avo. And it's Rabbi Avo Kineged Rabbi Yochanan. And based on Kloli Apsak 101, if there's a machloikis, Rabbi Avon and Rabbi Yochanan, really anyone and Rabbi Yochanan, the halacha is always like Rabbi Yochanan. So he said two tshuvas, right? He said, based on the chida, upliga, we always paskin like the upliga, or it's a zayir, harambam v'hazayir. But it reminded me of something very, very similar, and that is the Gemara that we've spoken about a lot. The Gemara Masechtes Kedushin, right? Of course, one leads right into the other. Daflam Midvav Amid Aleph. But the Gemara brings the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. It says, Bonim Atem Lashem Elokeichem. And Rabbi Yehuda said, Bezman Shatem Noya Geminik Bonim, Atem Kruyim Bonim. Or Be'en Atem Noya Geminik Bonim, Ein Atem Kruyim Bonim. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah, Bonim Atem Lashem Elokeichem, but only if you act like a son, you behave like a son. But if you don't behave like a son, you're not called Bonim. Rabbi Meir says, no, it doesn't matter if you do or you don't. Benkach u Benkach Kruyim Bonim. Now we know that the Rashbam, the Tshuva, right? Not Yen Rashbam, the Tshuva that we spoke about for the last 2 weeks, but the Rambam and the Tshuva, can't get enough. But the Rambam and the Tshuva says that as it relates to this machlokes over here between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, we paskin like who? We paskin like Rav Meir. And the Rambam brings in Hilchas Avelos, and that's why this is always quoted, Ben Kachu Bechim Kriyim Bonim, and that's Rav Meir, Alukod Meir Aneini, and Rav Meir was Chayish Lomiyuta, Vadvor Matikin, right? But the bottom line is, when it comes to this of a Yid who's rochek from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he wants to feel close, he wants to come too. Does Hashem see him as a ben, or does Hashem see him as something else? Rabbi Yehuda holds Bizman Sha'atim Noyga Minik Banim Atim Kriyim Banim, but otherwise not. But Rav Meir says Ben Kachu Ben Kach Kriyim Banim. No, we're always considered Banim. Klali Apsak is Rav Meir Rav Yehuda Tzgemar and Erevim Membobam Mibbeis Halacha is like Rav Yehuda. Oh, but by this machloikas the Rashba said in the Tshuva, it's not that way. Here we pass like Rav Meir. So I was like, it's so interesting. You have two machloikas and they're not the same, but they're me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa'inyan, right? They're both driving at a same exact point. They're giving chizik to the Yid that feels far removed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That even though based on Klali Apsak we should take on the stronger position, but l'maisa we don't. Based on Klali Apsak, we shouldn't paskin that way. Because it's Rav Avoh Keneged Rav Yochanan. We paskin like Rav Yochanan Keneged Rav Avoh. When it comes to Ben Kach Ben Kach Kriyim Banim, we shouldn't paskin that way. Because it's Rav Meir Keneged Rav Yehuda. And throughout Shas, we always paskin like Rav Yehuda. Up in both of these places, the Halach is no. We paskin Mokash Bali Chuvim Oimdim Tzadikin Gemurim Einam Oimdim. We paskin Ben Kach Ben Kach Kriyim Banim. That's for different reasons. But Lamaisa, this is what comes out. So here's the Hergish. Rav Tzadik, in the beginning of his Sefer, Takanas HaShavim, it's an Ois Gimel. He says, the Gemara says in Masechtis Yuma, Peivava Mebeis, G'doy L'tshuva, Shadoicha Loitza Seif Shabbatayu, Tshuva Zazoy Gevaldik, that it's Doicha Loitza Shabbatayu. Everybody knows the Kash, one of the most famous Kashas ever. Top 10 for sure. G'doy L'tshuva, Shadoicha Loitza Seif Shabbatayu, every Asay is Doicha Loitza Seif Shabbatayu. Could you show me an Asay that's not Doicha Loitza Seif Shabbatayu? Asay is Doicha Loitza Seif, Kalayim Betzitzis. G'doy L'tshuva, Shadoicha Loitza Seif Shabbatayu, the Kamek Kumas in Ishtabru to be Miyash of this Kasha. But says Rab Tzadik, that Yesh Loim Rab Pnimi Satayu, you know what the Oimek is? The Oimek is that if you find a Chazal, and you find sometimes a Chazal, the Chazal say that if you do this Aveira, your Tshuva is not going to be in a Skabel. Or we're not going to try very hard not to allow you to be able to do tshuva. This dvarim hamakfin as a tshuva. You find these in yonim. Says Rav Tzadik, you want to know what the hakdama to tshuva is? G'doy l'tshuva shadoicha loisa say shebetayra. That even when it says you can't do tshuva, tshuva is a zoi gevaldik, that it's doicha loisa say shebetayra. That's the kayach of tshuva. And that's the union of kol mashayim l'cha balabai sasei chutz mitzei. And even though Acher heard the paschal that said tshuvu banum shayvavim chutz mi'achav, Rameh kept on telling him, do tshuva. What do you mean? He already heard the Paschal. He can't do tshuva. Because he understood the soit, says Rav Tzadik. And this comes from all the Svar Makdoshim. Right, Menashe was a chaytim achti as a rabbim. He wasn't allowed to really do tshuva. But the Gemara says in Masach to Sanhedrin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him a machteres, he made him a tunnel, that he should be able to do tshuva. Because kol ma sha'im l'cha ba'al ba'is nasei chutz mitzei. And because when it comes to tshuva, the rules and the regulations don't apply. If you look up in Shulchan Aruch, you know what the rule book says? It says, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Avoh, the halach is like Rabbi Yochanan. Now when it comes to tshuva, no way. Because g'doy l'tshuva shadoicha loisa shabbatayra. Tshuva has a kayach. That tshuva is mahapich doy lomos. When it comes to tshuva, we paskin like Rav Avoh. You open up Shulchan Aruch. If I have machleks from me, Rabbi Yehuda, I don't know who we should paskin like. Of course you're going to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Every single day of the week. That's the way it's going to be. Oh, but when Sekumtze, am I a ben to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Am I close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Can I come to the Eibishter and do tshuva? Or am I meruchik? Am I metuiv? We paskin like Rav Meir. Ben kachu ben kachru in banim. You know why? Because g'doy l'tshuva shadoicha loisa shabbatayra. When it comes to tshuva, the rules and the regulations don't apply. This is the gift that keeps on giving. And it is a gift. It really is a gift. Tshuva is a gift. We spoke out yesterday, or on Daf Beis. L'shoyne Azov Shalom Ramchal. It's the greatest gift in the world. That Akiris HaRotzen is Kakiris HaMaisa. And like the Rambam that we just spoke out now in Hilchas Tshuva, Perek Zayin, Halacha Daled, about Tshuva shouldn't even think, okay, I'll do Tshuva, no problem. So, you know, I'll get the ticket, but I'll be sitting in the bleachers. I better bring two binoculars if I'm going to want to see anything. And a winter coat. The answer is no. Because Mokim Shabali Tshuva Oimdin, Tzadikin Gemurim Einam Oimdin. And even though based on Kloli HaPsak, it shouldn't be that way. But when it comes to tshuva, Kloli HaPsak are completely irrelevant. That's the oimik, that's the pnimius that Rav Tzadik taught us. G'doy v'tshuva, shadoicha, lo yisaseh shabatei.